Here, Doctor.
Thank you.
Lucy, have you any questions to ask?
Oh, madam, 1,000.
I must beg your patience till another time, for I expect more company this minute. Besides, I must discharge the gentleman in the club.
Sir, discharge your spurs.
Take her, wait on the ladies upstairs.
Mr. Worthy, you were pleased to wish me joy today. I hope to be able to return the compliment tomorrow.
I'll make it the best compliment to you that ever I made in my life, if you do. But I must be a traveller, you say.
No farther than the Channel.
But now to your post again. Here's Brazen.
Ah, yourself, my dear. Are you the magician?
Yes, my dear.
What's your name?
Conundrum.
Conundrum? Rat me, I know a famous doctor in London of your name. But to business, my dear. I've had 2 letters from a lady of fortune that loves me to madness. Fits, colic, spleen and vapours. Shall I marry her in 24 hours, I or no?
I must have the year and day of the month when these letters were dated.
Why, you old bitch, did you ever hear of love letters dated with the year and day of the month? Do you think billet do like back bills?
Then give me the last letter you received. I must examine the contents.
Contents, that you shall, old boy, yeah.
Now, sir, if you please to let me consult my books, I send this letter enclosed to you, with the determination of the stars upon it, to your lodging.
With all my heart, Doctor, here.
Thank you.
Yeah, if I succeed, I'll build a watchtower upon the highest mountain in Wales, for the study of astrology and the benefit of conundrums.
Oh, Doctor, that letter's worth 1,000,000. Let me see it. And now I have it. I'm afraid to open it.
Oh, let me see it. Damn. There's her name at the bottom on
top. No. By all my hopes. 'Tis her maid's hand.
Lucy's.
Lucy's?
Certainly.
Then 'tis certainly Lucy's contrivance to draw in Brazen for her husband. But are you sure 'tis not Melinda's hand?
You shall see. Where's the bit of paper I gave you just now that the devil writ Melinda upon?
Here, sir.
'Tis plain. They're not the same. And is this the name that was subscribed to the letter which made Mr. Balance send his daughter into the country?
The very same.
But 'twas barbarous to conceal this so long.
Poor Sylvia.
Rich Sylvia, you mean, and poor Captain.
Oh, come, friend. Melinda is true and shall be mine. Sylvia is constant and may be yours.
Scene 11, in which, in an antechamber adjoining Sylvia's bedroom, Sylvia, or should we say Jack Wilful, reflects on his first night as a soldier.
I've rested but indifferently, and I believe my bedfellow was as little pleased. Poor Rose. Oh, here she comes. Good morrow, my dear. How are you this morning?
Just as I was last night. Neither better nor worse for you.
What's the matter? Did you not like your bedfellow?
I don't know whether I had a bedfellow or not.
Did not I lie with you?
No. I wonder you could have the conscience to ruin a poor girl for nothing.
I have saved thee from ruin, child. Don't be melancholy. I can give you as many fine things as the captain can.
But you can't, I'm sure.
Odd soul! My accoutrements! Quick, Rose! My sword! My hat! Who's at the door?
Open the door or we'll break it down!
Patience, a little!
We have them! We have them! The duck and the mallard, both in the decoy.
What means this riot? Stand off! The man dies that comes within reach of this point.
Master, put up your sword or I shall knock you down.
You are some blockhead of a constable.
I am so, and have a warrant to apprehend the bodies of you and your whore there.
Whore? Never was poor woman so abused.
What's the matter now? Oh, Constable Bridewell. What brings you abroad so early?
Your arrest, sir. Lay hold of him, Martin.
Sir.
You're the Queen's prisoner.
You lie, sir. I'm the Queen's soldier.
No matter for that. You shall go before Justice Balance.
Balance?
dead. Here, Mr. Constable, I resign my sword.
Can't you carry us before Captain...